But the Falcons go out and get the win yesterday in Tampa against the Bucs, 31-26. They were rolling at times during that game, and then kind of made some dumb mistakes and kind of let them back in. And it came down to the final possession, as it often does.
Yep.
And when you said it, I felt the same way. When Baker let that ball go, I was like, oh, you know what's about to happen.
Oh my God.
And it didn't. It didn't. They didn't.
He caught it.
He caught it, but he was out of bounds.
Did we find out what happened to the policeman?
Yeah, ankle.
Oh.
Yeah.
On IR?
I don't know. He's going to be down to workers' comp, something like that. Yeah, okay. I think Mike confirmed that it was an ankle break. But yeah, hopefully he'll be all right. But the bottom line is they get the win. They're 4-0 in the division, which is the first time they've done that in over a decade. Just absolute catbird spot in the NFC South now, with two games remaining against the two worst teams. Yep. Obviously, you handled your business against the Bucs, who are good. Now, if you beat, look, you go 6-0 in the division. That's crazy. That never happens. I mean, that's
unless you're the Patriots back in the day.
You're right. Occasionally, but it doesn't happen often, and it's usually very dominant dominant teams when you're doing that. I mean, you're halfway to 10-6. Could be 11-6 because it's 17 games now, but you're in a really good spot right now in the NFC. And as they were talking about before, as you sort of look at the landscape around the NFC in general, I mean, the Lions are really, really good.
Yes,
they're really, really good.
Yes.
I know the Commanders are 6-2, and that was a miraculous finish yesterday for sure. But outside of the Lions, there's not really a team you look at and it's like, I don't know. Like, there's teams getting healthy and this and that, but like the Falcons are right in there with everybody in the NFC, it feels like.
Oh yeah, they're sitting pretty right now, and a lot of it's because of the division that they play in. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can only play the games that you're assigned, and mm-hmm. they're like I said, undefeated in this division. Yesterday, you know, coming into it, because it was the Falcons, I kind of switched my view on, well, this shouldn't be close. You know, they're without the best weapons and everything like, but it's the damn Falcons, and this is Falcon defense, and yet they're still going to not pressure the quarterback. And that was the thing. I know we talk about sacks, but just pressure them. Mm-hmm. Pressure them. And, you know, but they were fortunate enough. Baker threw some bad balls. That play by Jesse Bates was just unbelievable.
Which one? The punch or the pick?
The pick.
Because that
The pick was unbelievable and everything. Then A.J. Terrell, great pick by him. I didn't get to – I watched the highlights of the Seattle game the next day, and it's like he had a rough day. Mm-hmm. But D.K. Metcalf gives a lot of, corners a rough day and everything like that. But I thought he played outstanding. And I thought his tackling, his ability – like I said, he got the pick and everything. I thought he was really, really good. But yet they had issues, couldn't guard the tight end. I mean, you're just like, okay, somebody do something different. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is like this, the comfortability that quarterbacks play with this team. It's just you can't go as far as you want to go. Now, again, if you look at the NFC, I think Detroit is head and shoulders the best team.
I do too.
I mean, I think they're head and shoulders. I think San Francisco is still going to be San Francisco.
Yeah, the way they played. I know that they let the Cowboys back in the fourth quarter yesterday, but as they get healthier, and you just assume that they will. And, it's all about McCaffrey. Like, if Christian McCaffrey comes back and is okay, then San Francisco's right there with
him. And he should be coming back in a couple weeks from what I read before we left. So you got those two teams. And then after that, I mean, Green Bay, they're hit or miss, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because Jordan Love, he got went out again yesterday. Mm-hmm. He will give you the football. You know, I'm not a believer in Arizona. I'm sorry. I'm not a believer in Arizona. Then you look at where you're at in the South, Atlanta. I think Atlanta is the best team in this division. And then I'm missing the NFC East. Then the Commanders are the best team. Dallas, we'll talk about them in the NFL No Huddle. They are on a struggle bus because they don't have no talent. They got more expensive, but they got worse. And I know they got their two best defensive players are out and all that, but whatever. The Commanders, I love Jaden, but I don't know how good this team is.
I agree with you.
I don't know how good this team is.
I don't buy it, but I say that every week, and they're 6-2.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, don't know how good this team is.
Yeah.
The Eagles are the most talented team in that division. They had a nice win yesterday and everything. So how good are they? But, yeah, the Falcons are right where they need to be. And, you know, yesterday was one of those – it was just – you know, Kirk was outstanding yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was so good yesterday. Quarterback sneak, love it. Love the quarterback sneak. Love the 13-yard. That was first down.
Give
that man his first down.
Give him his first down. He fell forward.
Give him his first down. But, I mean, we were talking about it before the show. I mean, you had a catastrophic situation not go the way it was. You fumble in the end zone.
Yeah.
That's a touchdown.
It could have been way worse.
Yes.
I heard Wes and Dave, as I was driving back from the watch party at Hammerheads yesterday. And Swanee, by the way, shout out to Hammerheads and all the 92.9 Game listeners that showed up.
Right.
That was a fun time. That's a good place to watch a football game. But you're driving back, and obviously they kick it out of the back of the end zone, and it's a safety. And Dave's like, of the three things that could have happened there, that's the best one.
Yep.
Because if they fall on it on the five, they're going to score.
Right.
They very easily could have fell on it in the end zone. That's an immediate touchdown. I mean, the 2 points, Of the three evils, that's the lesser, and they were able to hang on. Yeah. They hung on for dear life, but they were able to hang
on. You know, the short yardage when you got to have it. You got to get that first down. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's certain situations where you got to have it. But, again, they went for it. They need the quarterback. And then to put yourself in a situation, Young Wiku's been awesome all year.
Yeah.
It's been good all freaking year long.
That's a layup for him.
Yes, and he shanks.
Just shanks it.
Shanks. Yeah. But, again, how you know that was going to happen? You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, nothing easy.
Yeah.
Nothing easy. Everything hard.
It can't be.
Nothing's easy. Everything's hard.